Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. I appreciate you being here. Bottom of this hour is going to be Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron, his own self, the actor, the director, the executive producer. Got a new movie coming out that you're going to want to go check out. We're going to talk all about it. The subject matter is abortion / adoption, having life versus not having life, meeting the birth parents and how that goes over with the adoptive parents. It's a true story as well, so make sure you stick around. Bottom of the hour for Kirk Cameron. Great guy. Just met him today for the first time, and it was very, very cool. He's a good guy that is not going to allow anybody to cancel him. Not going to allow anybody to tell him that he can't believe in what he believes in. And because of that, he's gotten a lot of flack from the left. So you're going to love hearing from him. Julie Banderas in hour number three on a Wednesday. Oh, yes. Carrie's off today. Polo in the house. Making it happen. Sam getting it done. I'm your talk monkey, Joe Pags. Everybody break it down. Even if you're driving, just give me a little chair dance, a little driver's seat dance. Come on. Shaky head. The cabbage patch. The running man. No? Okay. See, Carrie's not here to give me a hard time. Now, the question is, do I have to play Bon Jovi next hour? That's the question. I don't know. The song is Hump to Bump by Red Hot Chili Peppers. So I'm not sure where I am with this or where I was when this happened. And I'd like to know where I was when it happened. Maybe somebody can fill me in. Maybe somebody can illuminate me, because at some point it became must-know knowledge who somebody prefers to sleep with. It became must-have information to know what somebody's gender ID was, or, you know, who it was that they're taking home to get into the sack. I don't need to know any of that if you're going to be the press secretary. You know what I mean? I don't need to know that you're gay. I don't need to know that you're straight. I don't care. I don't care. Can I be honest? I don't care. If you want to go and be gay or be straight or have seven people in your bedroom at once, I don't care. That is not important information to me if you want to run for an elected office, let's say. But at some point, it became extremely bizarre, and we all had to now know who's sleeping with whom. And by the way, if you are gay, that's really something special. And if you're gay and a female, that's really something special. It is over the moon special. Well, why do I say that? Well, let's go to The Guardian. The Guardian is a newspaper, I think. I mean, I think it's out of UK, the United Kingdom. Story headline is, Massachusetts set to elect first female gay governor over Trumpist opponent. Now, I don't think the Massachusetts governor's race is happening before November, so I'm not really sure why 2 months earlier how she is set to be elected. But let me continue. The subheadline, Maura Healey cruises to Democratic primary victory and will face Republican Jeff Deal. Now, we've had Jeff Deal on the show. We'll have him on again. A supporter of Trump's election lie. This is what they say. He's a supporter of Trump's election lie. And they just say it. Not his alleged lie. Nothing like that. They can't say, well, we know that Trump didn't win and there was no fraud, and here's how we know that. They can't do that. They're just making crap up now. Listen to that subheadline again. Maura Healey cruises to Democratic primary victory and will face Republican Jeff Deal, a supporter of Trump's election lie. The MAGA Republicans are evil. They're angry. They're violent. This is all part of the same game. Who wrote this? Is there a byline here even? Martin Pengelly. I don't know how to pronounce his name. clearly not a very good journalist. Massachusetts is on course to elect its first woman and first gay governor after Maura Healey won the Democratic primary on Tuesday and a Trump-backed candidate, Jeff Deal, won the Republican contest to face her. Healey, the state attorney general, said, "I am honored to receive the Democratic nomination. Together, we're going to win in November and build a Massachusetts that works for everyone." I guess suggesting it doesn't work for everyone now. Massachusetts has a long record of electing moderate Republicans, only one Democrat, Deval Patrick, from 2007 to 2015, having been governor since 1991. Healey, a former college and professional basketball player, has been attorney general since 2015. Polls give her huge leads over a deal. The Republican backs Trump's lie. Trump's lie. That his defeat by Biden in the 2020 election was the result of electoral fraud, opposed the extension of mail-in voting, opposed public health mandates in the COVID pandemic, and supports the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 ruling that guaranteed the right to abortion. Wow, this writer is just an idiot. So let me break down some of this crap he just said. The Republican backs Trump's lie that his defeat by Joe Biden in the 2020 election was a result of electoral fraud. By the way, this writer can't say there wasn't electoral fraud. The writer can't say that there wasn't enough fraud to say that the election at least should be questioned. He just says it as if there's a lie. I've said it's a lie, therefore it's a lie. The next line is, oppose the extension of mail-in voting. You're damn straight. Have you seen 2,000 mules? Mail-in voting is a problem. Sending out unsolicited mail-in ballots to everybody in the state and then some, then just accepting anything that's sent back without verifying that they have the ability to even vote, is a problem. So yes, he was against it, wisely. Opposed public health mandates in the COVID pandemic. Let's see. He opposed the masking? Did he oppose mandates for the shots that we now know are injuring people? Shots that we know they're not even using in their tests on humans, pregnant women anymore because of possible complications. We know that. They're experimental. They're EUA, Emergency Usage Authorization. That means that you should have informed consent. So yeah, he was against the mandates. That's a good thing. Hey, Massachusetts, Boston, I know you're listening. That's a good thing that Jeff Deal was against that. Oh, he also supports the court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 ruling that guaranteed the right to abortion. Not really. It guaranteed that the federal government could not, and they actually made it the state governments, could not inject themselves in the private decision of a woman to have an abortion. This should never have been something that the federal government even jumped into. It's not in the Constitution. Therefore, as this guy words it, the women's right to an abortion still exists in many states. Some states it won't exist because this is a states' rights issue. States have the overseeing authority on something not mentioned in the Constitution. If this writer realized there was a 10th Amendment, which I'm sure he doesn't, he would know that. But back to it. The abortion issue alone has driven electoral successes that have Democrats hoping they can prosper in the midterm elections. On Monday, Trump, the de facto leader of the party dominated by supporters, Biden has called semi-fascist, told Massachusetts Republicans that Deal would push back against ultra-liberal extremists and rule your state with an iron fist. In Dorchester the next day, Healey told supporters the choice in this election could not be more clear. He said Republicans want to bring Trumpism to Massachusetts. She promised to be a governor as tough as the state she serves. Let me just help you out here. You want to bring Trumpism to Massachusetts. Trumpism is lower taxes, lower regulations, no mandates, a better economy, more manufacturing jobs, oil exportation, because we had so much of it, a net oil exporter, and energy independence. Yes, Massachusetts, you want Trumpism. You do. That's what you want. The current governor, Charlie Baker, worked to protect abortion rights and combat the climate crisis. This writer is calling it a climate crisis, not the alleged climate crisis or the claimed or scientifically proposed climate crisis. It just says it is. The big lie is, and the climate crisis is. And again, abortion somehow is a right, although our rights are outlined and protected by the Constitution, and I can't find abortion in the Constitution. If you can, please let me know where it is. He also backed Donald Trump's impeachment over the Capitol attack. At least he didn't call it an insurrection. I'm stunned. He faced defeat in a party dominated by Trump and chose not to run for a third term. Healey seems all but assured of victory. The polling website 538.com rates Massachusetts as the state most likely to swap a Republican governor for a Democrat, just ahead of Maryland, another blue state where a moderate Republican is retiring, and Republicans have nominated a diehard Trump supporter to replace him. I think 538.com also said Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning, or was it 93%? Something like that. Something like that. Pretty sure she was going to take out Trump pretty easily back in 2016, if you recall. Elizabeth Warren, a Massachusetts U.S. Senator who beat Deal. Okay, I've had him on for re-election in 2018, said on Tuesday, "Woohoo! I've seen firsthand how Maura Healey has the experience, keen policy knowledge, and steadfast commitment to deliver results for Massachusetts. And now she's one step closer to shattering a glass ceiling as our next governor." Because, you know, you've already had a woman governor in Massachusetts, right? Jane Swift. So what glass ceiling is she bursting through? Oh, the gay ceiling. It'd be the gay ceiling. Sam, I'm going to need Jeff Deal back on the program. It's been a while. Let's get Jeff Deal back on. We had him on when he was running for senator. Let's go ahead and get Jeff back on. Because I'd like to talk about what's happening in Massachusetts. And as the wonderful city of Boston, here's this show at least once a day, if not twice, on two different stations, 680 WRKO, and also on 1200. We love being on both. Please use your brain. Don't fall for this garbage that we have to elect her because we've got to break the glass ceiling for gay people. What? That doesn't make any sense. I don't care who she prefers to sleep with. It doesn't matter to me. Not even a little bit. But let me ask you, those of you who are watching and listening, it's a very straightforward, simple question. Do you need to know who the person running for elected office is sleeping with, or who they prefer to sleep with, or how they identify, or what pronouns they prefer? Or do you want somebody who's going to go and run for the job, say what he or she will do, do that once they get the job, then they can keep the job? I mean, maybe I'm missing something. Is it important that this person, Maura Healey, is gay? Why do I even know that? And I'm not telling her to hide her gayness, but I'm here to tell you I'm straight. I don't talk about it all day. If I ran for office, I wouldn't say I'm going to be the most heterosexual guy you're ever going to. It doesn't make any sense. It's actually kind of stupid. And it's suggesting that she isn't qualified just on what she would do for the state. She's qualified because she's a female and she's gay. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Your thoughts when we come back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. Bottom of the hour will be Kirk Cameron. Make sure you stick around for that. He's got a brand new movie out, Life Mark, which is going to be awesome. It's premiering tonight in Washington, D.C., and he's there for that. You can see it in a couple of days. It's the story of an adoptive family, and the adopted child is contacted by the birth mother. Really quite a story, because again, it's a story about making the right choice, which is, of course, giving life. And it's a true story when you find out what happens to this guy in later life, and how he's helping out a lot of people. You'll understand why aborting him would have been a really bad move. It's called Life Mark. Go to lifemarkmovie.com to go find out more about it. Go watch the trailer as well. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Listening in Massachusetts or anywhere in the country, does the sexual orientation of the person running matter? Is that something that should be, you know, top of mind to break through the glass ceiling for gay people in Massachusetts? Or should you go forward and say to yourself, you know, this person will do this, this, and this, so I'm going to vote for him, I'm going to vote for her. And then when you hear reporting like this from The Guardian, which is just completely lopsided, doesn't make any sense. The Trump lie and the attack on the Trump supporting, and he's against abortion and he's against the human rights. They're just lying. Why can't they just say, this is where this person is on abortion, this is where this person is on abortion, this is where this person is on the election, this is where this person is on the election? No, it's climate change. They're virtue signaling in everything they're right now. These people are no longer, you know, the fourth rail. They're no longer the voice and the thoughts and the reporter for the people to keep accountable the government that we elect. And that's a shame, because a lot of people will read that story and think that it's somehow fair. It's not. Completely unfair story. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you about how Congress can play games with the money. You know that you can't. Hey, I'm just going to raise the debt ceiling. No, I told a bank I was going to raise my debt ceiling. They said, yeah, make your payment. Congress can do that. You can't. If you've reached your debt ceiling, you're buried in bills, you've got all sorts of loans you're trying to keep up with, internet loans, timeshares, get off the treadmill, get some total financial freedom. If you owe more than $10,000, the team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a great job for 15 years, helping people like you resolve their debts, cut payments as well. Cut them in half. If you don't believe me, give them a call at 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Call right now. Ask about the free book, The Debt Dietitian. The Debt Dietitian, okay? Ask him about that. You've got to mention my name to get it for free, by the way. And it's going to help you to really show you the way, the avenue you can take to easily cut your payments. You're going to appreciate their team. They're like-minded people. They've got zero complaints from the Better Business Bureau. Got an A rating, A-plus rating, in fact. Call them at 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Tell them Joe Pag sent you. Make that happen right now. We go to the phone lines. Ken in Massachusetts. Hey, she's gay. That's good news, right?
That sure is. Now, the one thing the Guardian didn't tell in their article, what did they say? She overwhelmingly or convincingly won the Democratic primary?
Yes.
She ran unopposed. Her opponent withdrew from the race in June.
Come on. They said she overwhelmingly won.
Right. Yeah, because she ran unopposed.
Nice.
The opponent's name was still on the ballot. She maybe got a few votes. I don't know. And so she overwhelmingly won in Massachusetts. Big deal. Now, you have to remember, we're blessed with Mara Healey as our treasurer, Liz Warren as our senator, and then Markey as our other senator. And years ago, when he was a state rep, they wanted to put his picture on a milk carton because no one had ever seen him. He never held a job in his life except that he drove an ice cream truck in the summer, Ed Markey. So he's another buffoon that we have here in Massachusetts.
Well,
so
Jeff Deal,
we're loaded with him.
Jeff Deal ran, though, for senator and didn't do so well. What do you think his chances are now? Will Massachusetts put identity politics aside and vote for a guy who I think is rock solid?
I think so, because when he ran against Elizabeth Warren, he was too nice. She got down in the trenches. He didn't. And I think this time he's going to, you know, fight fire with fire. You know, he can't be a nice guy, not in this state, because if you're a nice guy, you're going to get buried.
I'm going to get him back on, Ken, because I want to see if he's going to be willing to put aside the Mr. Nice Guy stuff and really go at the left. The left is going at him hard. You see what the Guardian said. They're going at him hard. He's a Trumpster. He's a Trumpism. He's a this. He's a that. Daniel, got about a minute. Make it happen. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't know if Massachusetts can get beyond identity politics. They knocked out Capuano there and elected Presley just for identity, you know, she's a black woman. So they feel like they need to be part of a greater cause, and I think they're anti, all white guys. So they can't rise above that and think rationally.
But what's the greater What's the greater cause that Ayanna Pressley has ever brought to Massachusetts? She has made you guys look stupid. I'll be honest with you. She has done such horrible, radical things that it should be embarrassing for that district to send her, don't you think?
I do, but she's in the People's Republic of Cambridge and Somerville, and they're all lefty liberals. I mean, they're all brainwashed. So that's her constituency, and they love her. She's like an AOC locally.
Yeah,
I don't like her.
Yeah.
I'm a Massachusetts MAGA Republican. But I think Deal, yeah, they're attacking him as a Trumper, and he's going against, you know, women's rights and fundamental rights that aren't even in the Constitution.
Right.
And they just make up whatever the narrative they want, and people swallow it hook, line, and sinker. 3 out of 4 people in the Commonwealth. I'm a minority, 25%.
Crazy. Listen, I appreciate you, Daniel. We'll have Jeff on. Hopefully he can do better than he did against Warren. I think Warren is a mess as well. It really embarrasses that state every day. And I really do like Massachusetts. There are a lot of Italians there, a lot of people that are from the Northeast like I am originally. And I think that we can see eye to eye on some stuff. But for some reason, when it comes time to vote, there's some wokeism takes over. Weird. Kirk Cameron, when we come back, stay right here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.